Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, back here on OMF 25 for 25 continues. And
what do you think of it?
A few more minutes.
You're fine.
You want us to
you
spray
just
you?
Stop
with...
talking. Yeah. You should be fine.
Kim just sent me a text. Oh God, you sound drunk. I was like, I know.
Right, that's a long time, man. 25 hours.
I am drunk. I've been drinking for the last 3 hours.
Why am I crying? What about the whole? The whole, whatchamacallit, the last series of the game.
What was that? What hour was that from?
We're going to say that's hour 18.
Oh, my Lord. I don't remember. I saw Mutt's here. Mutt did a great job.
You did. You guys did great.
That was good. And we had Hasselbeck on. That was kind of a really cool experience with him, local kid.
Yep.
Told a bunch of lies about me as his roommate. Total and complete
lies.
I thought
it was very entertaining, the whole thing.
And all your buddies from TV popped in here.
That was fun. Man, I tell you what, I did not have a boring hour.
No,
I had
Rochi, you
had... Listen to Love Talk, 25 11. For 25. Great Christian place. And Kim are going to be right at you for the next hour, making sure to put you through your knees. If you got problems with your girl, or even if you got problems with your man, this is the number to call. We've got all your answers.
Great voice. Plus,
we'll smooth everything over with a little shea butter for you.
I tell you what, Levin was getting into it. This is a whole other side of Levin Reed.
No, he does. You know, the funny thing is, each one of those guys, they all have another side that nobody's seen before. They're all kind of unique and different and a little nutty in their own way. We had a great time. You know when you're doing a good show and you're having fun is when you don't worry about the clock. You don't pay attention to the clock. That's it. You just roll.
Well, I think breaking it up, too, probably helped, right? Because, I mean, 25 straight hours. Like, if we had to do a show for 25 straight hours, it would be like, ugh. But when it's like, all right, we're done, Mutt comes in, and then Kim was there, we were there, a couple other people there, 2 hours later, it's like constantly changed
constant,
for you.
It was constant stimulation.
Yeah.
So if you guys left, it completely switched to a new form of stimulation.
Did you ever get that package around 1:30 from Wiggy?
No, Wiggy never sent it.
The guy never stopped by from Eastie saying, I got a package for 4 of you.
No, nothing came. Nothing came through the mail. Nothing.
All right, we got another guest on, and Celtic fans remember Ray Allen and all of the great moments he had here with the Celtics throughout his entire NBA career. People in Connecticut obviously remember what he was doing down there. He also has been doing something very similar to what Christian's going to be going through here.
He's been going through it for quite a while
with his son, Walker, and he has type 1 diabetes. He was diagnosed, we all remember, as a toddler when he was here, and Ray is nice enough to join us live right here on the program. Ray, it's good to talk to you again. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be here with you guys and speaking with you. Today is World Diabetes Day, yesterday was. So what better topic to be discussing than being here with you gentlemen?
How old is Walker now?
Walker's 12.
12 years old.
So, wow. Ray, talk about, I've been talking about my experience and what happened and what I was going through and the symptoms and how we kind of figured it out in the end as far as my son's diagnosis. Kind of share your story about what happened with Walker, where you were, how you guys were dealing with it, and the challenges that existed once you found out that he was diabetic.
First, I got to correct myself again because today is World Diabetes Day, November 14th. I was in the middle of playing in the NBA Finals. We were in L.A., and the family was with me, and Walker was sick. Monday he was sick. Tuesday he was okay. Wednesday he was sick. He was going in and out of it. And so I don't know what day it was, but it was game day, and Walker, Shannon called me, my wife, and she said, Walker's not feeling good. What do you want me to do? I said, take him to the hospital. Don't wait. And I was getting ready to go through shoot around and We had a meeting, and she took him to the hospital. And first she took him to the doctor in the hotel, and the doctor in the hotel said, make sure when he goes to the hospital, you have his blood checked. Without this bit of advice, Walker would not be with us today.
Mm-hmm.
One of the common misdiagnoses of diabetes, people think that they have the flu, and they just, you know, like anything else, our parents or somebody, you know, close to us tells us, just sleep it off. And oftentimes people that have slept it off have not woken up. So he went to the hospital, and the nurse fought with Shannon, said he, you know, something going around. He doesn't need to get his blood checked. And Shannon was adamant. She said, check his blood. And when she came back, she found out that he had diabetes. She was white as a ghost, because if she didn't check his blood, then we wouldn't have Walker. And we really would have been, you know, it would have been uncomfortable for that hospital going forward. But ever since then, you know, he's my most focused child. You know, it's a funny thing, small anecdotal things about Walker. When I call the house, Walker is the only one that would pick up the phone. If I say, you know, I got four boys, and if I say, you know, to my third oldest, I say, Wynn, can you go get my phone? It's over there on the table. Walker would get up and run and go get it. I'll go get it, Dad. There's something about children that are dealing with diabetes. They have to carry around their bag all day long, that they have a greater amount of focus than other children. And so I think there's so much more in store for them. It was like they were handpicked because they're on a mission to change the world. I truly believe that about our children.
Ray, how did you deal with that sort of emotion? You guys went on to win that finals that year in game six, and in celebration of an accomplishment like that, then when you go home, you have another challenge. What was that time like?
Well, the Celtics organization was so gracious. We had to stay in the hospital that night after the game. I remember playing the game, and it was a blur. It was game five in L.A., and I just remembered jumping in the shower, and I wanted to go to the hospital so fast to check on, you know, Walker and make sure he was okay. So I remember getting dressed, and I ran out of the locker room, and the media thought that I didn't want to speak to him because I was angry that we lost, and they didn't know what I was dealing with or going through. So we stayed overnight, and then we flew back to Boston, and we stayed in the hospital all night, and we sat down with an endocrinologist to try to learn diabetes and what we needed to do and what we were to look forward to. Christian, I'm sure this all sounds very familiar. And we had a game. We had game six that night. And, you know, everybody from now, what I've learned is everybody was wondering whether I was going to show up. And they all understood if I didn't. So it was a constant roller coaster of emotions, you know, from that day forward till today. We stay up at 2. We wake up at 2 in the morning to check his blood sugars. We're constantly always checking them. You know, we have a game here in 2 hours, and, you know, I'm an assistant coach for Walker. And, you know, I keep a Gatorade on me, and, you know, I keep his bag next to me checking them. You know, all that next year, there were days where we spent the night in the hospital, and then I had a game. I'd leave the hospital and go right to the garden. So people, you never know what people are dealing with, what they're going through. And with diabetes, it's a monster because, you know, your son or daughter can't get too high or they can't get too low because each one of them has a consequence. And so for us, I wanted Walker to be able to live his life and feel normal and let us handle it. So we're his pancreas now. We do what we can to make sure that we keep his numbers within a range where he can be who he needs to be so he can go out in the world and be an awesome young person growing to an awesome man.
Yeah, we're talking to Ray Allen. And Ray, you know, it is like, you know, we've talked to a lot of parents, and, you know, the challenges that exist with a child that has diabetes is that's the one struggle for the kid. But the parents take on such a big responsibility. And I feel and I hear it in your voice because I'm constantly stressed out. You know, I have all these gadgets and all these little devices attached to my phone and his body. You know, my son was 17 when he got diagnosed, and it's constantly beeping. These guys will tell you, like, I'm like, oh, no, you know, what's going on? And I'm texting him on the phone. I'm calling him. I'm saying, eat something. I'm like, correct. You know, like, cover. It's crazy. So, I mean, but I also feel, and you correct me if I'm wrong, your son's a lot younger than mine. Mine's 18. And you mentioned how he's always getting up and he's doing things. Do you feel like he's growing up faster and he's becoming more mature because he has to and he's forced to be more disciplined and diligent about just his body and his well-being?
Well, he's not growing up faster. He is more focused. So he's always going to be the one that's paying attention to everything because you see kids that, if they had no connection to anything and they're not worried about responsibility or accountability, Walker has to be responsible to his body. And there are times, and I've met a lot of kids who don't want to take their insulin or carry their bag around. And I said, dude, this is not a joke. Like, if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to live. It doesn't matter what these other kids do. If somebody laughs at you because you got to take a shot or whatever it may be that you're dealing with, this is what you have to do. This is the cross that you have to bear, the hurdles, the obstacle that you have, you know, in your life. And we all have different hurdles or obstacles that we have to deal with. And this is yours. And we have to embrace it because we want you to be something incredible in life. And that's what we find with him is he's become so inspirational to other people. Because I told his team the other day, I said, sometimes you guys, you get lackadaisical. You don't want to work as hard. And I said, you guys see Walker, and I don't know if you guys understand, he has to get shots every day to manage his diabetes, and he doesn't complain. I said, you guys see him with a smile on his face every day, but he has to do this just to live. So don't complain about having to run one more lap or having lost a game. It's always an opportunity to get better. You know, these young people that are dealing with diabetes, the one thing that I don't want to do for them, for Walker, is to take away his joy for life and make him feel like he's different. So when we sit down and there's a cake at the table or we're at a birthday party, well, you know, Walker understands you can eat whatever you want to eat, but you make sure you tell us so we can correct you for it, you know, because you're going to have to, you require more insulin, but we don't want him to miss a beat because we don't want him to grow up and feel like he never had a childhood.
It's amazing, Ray, when you think all of that stuff happened to you during the finals in 2008. And so it's a great period of time, and yet you're dealing with that. You guys go on to win it. It's a miraculous season, started overseas, and you guys got together and bonded, and then you have this great season. And then years later, we're hearing about, you know, the discord amongst the guys. And then I remember last year watching KG's TV show, and there's Big Baby talking about it and taking some shots. Were you hurt by any of this stuff? And has any of this been mended yet?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, the things that I've gone through in my life, you know, basketball has done so many great things for me, and it's allowed me to travel the world and continue to travel the world and meet some incredible people. And that's what I've learned. It's you know, it's nothing personal. You know, we wanted to win. You always want to win. You always want to put your best out there, and you want to line up with people who have like minds like yours. And, you know, there it was so unfortunate because, you know, still to this day, you know, my most favorite place to be, team to play for. It was just a special moment, special town, you know, special people, and being able to do it how we did it and come together, and that was my first championship. Everybody knew what we were going through as a family. So they knew how hard it was for us. And everybody supported and celebrated us and Walker, and they knew Walker and they loved Walker. So that's why it was disheartening when I left. I learned a couple of quotes, comments, or thoughts or ideas, you know, since then, and they made a lot of sense, that the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and empty cans make a lot of noise. And so I was a person who never made a lot of noise because, you know, I was thinking and I was always observing and paying attention. So I would speak when I needed to speak, but at the same token, I didn't speak up enough to where people listened and paid attention to me and didn't take me for granted. I thought oftentimes I was taken for granted in that situation, in which, in turn, you know, you think I'm always going to be taken care of, but you got to make sure that you take care of your people. So I think once I left, it was just a shame that what was said about me, it was almost like, you know, people were speaking out of anger. And I didn't have any animosity or anger towards anybody. I was just glad that we did what we did. And then, you know, it seemed like the team didn't want me to continue to be where I was helping and contributing, and you're moving in a different direction. So I was like, okay, that's cool with me. I get it. I can move forward. You know, we're still brothers. We won together, and let's move on. But unfortunately, you know, those guys had other agendas. And, you know, the interesting thing about Big Baby is, you know, for him and even Kendrick Perkins to comment, you know, from when they went on their show, they weren't even on the team in 2011.
Pretty amazing. So you obviously, they were pissed off because you went to the enemy and you were going to go with LeBron. So I take it you really haven't mended everything with all those different players from the 08 team?
You lose him?
We lose him?
No.
Any animosity or grief with anyone. You know, I never have. This whole time, this was one-sided. And, you know, it's interesting, just the slant, you know, and the angst, them having that TV show, like, that's on them that they hold that, you know, that animosity towards me. So I don't live in that world. I don't even worry about it.
So, Ray, I know you were part of that All-Star Weekend, the celebrity game. We have a host here that thought Danny should have signed you out of that game. But you have talked about possibly playing again. Is that a thing in the past?
Well, it's a thing of the past. I talked with Danny actually. It was 2 years ago, maybe. I had a conversation with him, and I told him it was my last ditch effort. You know, I would have went back. This was when Kevin Durant was a free agent. He was thinking about going to Boston, and I said, hey, if you guys land Kevin, you know, I would certainly look at, you know, lace him back up one more time and trying to make something good happen here in Boston. And, you know, it was a great story if it went that way, if it happened. But after that, I wasn't, you know, it's great to talk about it. There's a lot of nostalgia associated with it, but, you know, what's done is done, and you kind of have to move on. I'm an old man now.
We all are.
Yeah. Probably still in pretty good shape, I would say, though, right? Probably, yeah.
Listen, if I had to play tomorrow, I could do it.
How many minutes?
I could, as many as I need to play. Like, I always tell people, if you stay ready, you never have to get ready.
Ooh, so, I like that.
That's pretty good.
I think we're all going to hit the gym now.
Yeah, you. Hey, guys, let me tell you. Like, in your neighborhood, you never know. Your neighborhood might jump out of pocket. You might have to, like, go a couple of rounds. But if you're out of shape, then he got the best of you. So you just got to make sure. You never know. A dog's going to be chasing you in the neighborhood. You got to be ready. Like, you never know. You know. So that gym is there for all of us. So we just got to always be prepared and be ready.
All right, Ray, listen, I want to just say thanks for coming on. But before I let you go, because I know a lot of people are listening right now, we're $6,000 away, and I got about 30 minutes to get there. So for everyone who's listening, I want you to go to weei.com/25. That's all you need to do, weei.com/25. I've been on the radio for 25 hours and 16 minutes. I think I deserve a rest.
Yes,
I think I'm ready to go to bed.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Christian. Diabetes does not leave us. So I want everybody that's listening to understand that Caleb and Walker have diabetes, and until we find a cure, they're going to have it forever. So we don't rest until we find a cure. We hold our children up, and that's why you're there for 24 hours, 25 hours now, and that's why I'm here to join you, because I want to make sure that people understand, like, we really take this to heart. We want our kids to be able to live a good life, and in turn, I think what they're going to do is they're going to make us so proud that it's going to give back to society and the community tenfold, just because they're superheroes that have to deal with this terrible disease of diabetes.
Ray, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ray, man. That was great. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah. All right.
See you later. That is Ray Allen.
My new favorite person in the world.
How about that?
Here on ONF.
He's good. My favorite person in the world.
Imagine that, going through all of that, and you're playing in the NBA finals. It's, you know, you finally get an opportunity to win the whole thing, and everything is crashing around your family.
And you have no clue how to manage it either. You're just adrift without an oar or sail. And then you finally just figure it out.
How about game five of the NBA Finals?
Mm.
You know, game six, he's in the hospital and he's racing over to play in the game. Jesus.
Unbelievable.
The funny thing, the other thing is that just how unaware people were, how he was just so secure in his self that he didn't need to run around and go explain this, explain that.
Is it the media thought I was trying to avoid him because I lost? Imagine if he didn't play.
Yeah, he was just dealing with his life playing? Issues.
I don't know why he's not playing. I got to call Danny. Why isn't Ray playing?
Shut up, Blake.
Next on the wide line, let's do your favorite reality. I think he and Rondo got in a fight.
You know, is there any way we could hire Steph just to have Steph over here when he sounds off? I could have somebody just attack him.
And I'll bring in Bobby Orr and he'll attack you.
Okay, there you go.
Where's the break button?
We're going to take a break. Let's
just break.
Where's the break button?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It is 25 and a half hours for the big fella. And other than the fact that he thought Bobby Orr gave him an extra 100 grand, he's doing quite well. He's doing quite well. But Bobby Orr, I'm sure, is going to put you over the top. So do you need a ride home?
No, I am good.
Because what's here?
You should get an Uber.
No, I haven't.
An Uber. It's a limo.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I would be a little concerned about
you. Do I look like I'm tired to you?
Yes. And I think you're doing a great job of not letting the audience know it, but that's you. You don't want them who you really are.
I got to peel down the layers.
That's exactly.
I got to be honest, though. So I give you credit, because that was the amazing thing. Like, Christian comes in, it's like energy, right? And I felt like every time I chimed in, it was like the same dude. You know, you never slowed down.
No, it was unbelievable.
It was really good.
I thought you would have your moments where you would, and I'm with
like
you.
They'd be like, Christian, you there? You'd be like, yeah. You would sound different, but you never did.
There'd be a big old body just, you know, true. Propped here in the studio.
You know the crazy thing? I do that on days when I don't try to go 25 hours in a row. Like, next week, you'll be like, hello. I'm like, what?
That happens on
random days in June.
So why don't you bring a full effort to our show every single day? You don't care?
You know what it is?
Are you out of the wolf pack? What's your problem?
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I had to set it. I had to set the clock, right? And I knew that if I said it, I would commit to it. I'd be disciplined enough. Listen, I tell you what, people are saying, oh, it was hard. I can't believe you did it. I'm telling you, I had so much help. I could not have done this by myself. I never had any intentions of doing it by myself. I was going to rely on you and you. You people.
You people.
I was going to rely on you people.
Both of you people.
Rich and Greg and Danielle and Mutt and Mark and just everybody. I can't remember everybody's name. I feel like I just got an award.
Don't do that.
But everybody who helped out, it was amazing.
Well, I'd say that
when
you brought it up, I don't know what it was, 3-4 months ago, to doing something like this, for 25 hours. You know, at the time, you're like, yeah, it sounds good. But you could see Glenn, I think we all saw it, like every Wednesday in here, the commitment, and just was a lot of work to put this whole thing together.
No question.
And the closer you got to it, I was like, wow, he's really going to do this.
Yeah.
And then I think even earlier in the week, I'm like, Jesus, 25 straight hours. God, after 4 hours of being on the radio, sometimes you're exhausted mentally.
Right. Oh, yeah. I get home. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to go to bed. So you know what?
But you did it. So congrats.
I decided that next year, it's your turn, Lou.
You okay, Lou?
But I have coffee.
Okay. Hey, right, hold
we'll
on. Hold on.
We'll
no,
take
no, no,
turn.
No.
Can I get a call from Dimitri?
So Dimitri might do it. So why did you ask him? You know how
ask
it works.
Ask him what?
You call Steph and say, Steph,
oh, that's right.
Next year Lou has Steph, to do Steph, it. Can
I don't know
you
what you're talking about.
Have
total control of that situation.
So listen, we're really proud of you. You did a phenomenal job here. And we all told you that we thought you would do more than $25,000. You did a lot more. And I want to bring in Susan Sorrow right now, the executive director of American Diabetes Association of New England. Nice to meet you, and we're really proud of our guy over here, and he's really helped out your organization.
He has not only helped it out, he has just done an amazing job. And on behalf of all of us of the American Diabetes Association, the community, thank you, Christian.
Well, thank you. And really, I can't take the credit for this. Like, honestly, I won't do it because there's so many people that have helped put this thing together, right? And I talk about the host and the producers and, you know, everybody that is involved, you know, Colleen and Carolyn and Joe, Tyler and Ryan, all of them were awesome. But I got something for you.
You
I
do?
Got something very important for you. And I would like to thank Bobby Orr, the greatest hockey player ever to live, kind of gave us that little push at the end.
The late push.
He promised $100,000 to put it to $200,000.
No, he did not. No, no.
Just saying,
he promised to push you I'm over
trying to shake down
top.
Bobby Orr.
I'm just saying, I think that's what he said.
Please get some sleep.
No, but Bobby was great. All the guests were great, from Brady to Larry Bird to Bobby Orr to Ray Allen. Am I forgetting anybody? Alex Guerrero.
Yeah.
Am I forgetting anybody?
Rex Ryan.
Everybody's been awesome.
People.
Peter King. Everybody. Peter King said he'd do next year at
3 o'clock
Teddy,
in the morning.
Hightower, right? All right. So here we go. I'm not going to let you see it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The wives.
Yeah, I can't forget
the wives.
There
you go.
Or Dimitri.
Right. Am I doing a big reveal?
Yes. Big reveal.
Turn it around.
Oh!
Nice.
It's a gigantic check.
$100,000.
Yep, $100,000. How much, Christian?
Here we go. Turn it up.
Turn it up.
$100,000. $100,000. The goal was 25.
Wow.
We did 100. We did 100. Are we popping champagne? We popping bottles.
He hit somebody in the court.
The energy in here is crazy.
Oh, sorry, Colleen.
He just not.
Great. Wait, Carolyn,
is there a doctor in the house?
No, pour it on your head.
He's pouring champagne over himself.
Oh, my God.
Over our marketing director. Now he's chasing Zambrano
Joey
down the hall.
He's chased Zarbano down the hall with a bottle of champagne.
He's got a bottle of champagne on him.
Susan,
I think Christian's officially
Susan, I'm
lost
happy
it.
You got the $100,000. I'm sorry you have to see how we function here at EEI.
Oh, look at this. He's got more.
Oh, God.
Where you go?
Why is she crying?
So
Christian's just grabbing bottles of champagne and pouring it over people's heads.
He's
right
out
now.
Of his mind right now. This is not a freaking locker room after a championship. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
This is fantastic. $100,000.
Crazy.
I didn't check it. Dunsky, you're Dunsky for the day. Excellent
you
job.
You should
go
be.
Home.
Deserve it.
I go think Christian's home. Left the building.
God,
four times more than he expected or wanted.
Oh, my God. Susan, by the way, the big, huge checks, don't try taking it to the bank. They don't accept it. We'll give you the regular size check, okay?
No, in all seriousness, we do want to say this has never been done in the history of our organization. So Christian has absolutely broken new ground. The other thing I want to say is that he said something earlier about, you know, this is kind of an underground issue, and it's so true. And so he's definitely given us the platform to allow people to talk about this and not be ashamed about it.
Right.
So, you know, this is Diabetes Awareness Month. We have a campaign called Count Me In. I would definitely say that Christian Fourier and WEEI are officially counted in.
So they've never had like a
they've never
what, 25
a
hour
no,
telethon
no,
like this.
No, Laura and I searched all up and down, you know, our organization, figuring out who's done this, what's the best practice. It really hasn't been done. So, you know, Thank you again, Christian. This is just unbelievable. And also, I don't know if you know, but there's an energy all across New England right now because people are just reaching out to us left and right. It's because of your initiative. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so
Susan,
much.
Susan, thank you for coming in, and thanks to all the people who have
helped.
Hold on. Remember when Cora was on, we said, what are you going to do when you win the World Series? Are you going to wear goggles?
No,
I want to let it burn.
It does burn.
Why. I'll never forget it. I can't see.
Did anyone like take a picture of that?
Now, yeah. Now, you may need to drive me home.
Hold on.
All right, let's go home.
He's sitting here. He hasn't slept in 25, 26, 27 hours.
I'm ready to double down.
Hold on. He's been drinking champagne, and he can't see right now.
Oh,
and we're sending him home? You got to be kidding
me.
Let's go. All right.
Play the music.
Caleb should be very proud of you today.
Congrats, buddy.
Okay?
Thank you. Terrific job.
And for all those families.
The next 3 hours.
That it helps out today. And the awareness that Christian brought to it the last couple days. So, Lou, you and I are well rested. We're going to rest.
Oh, there you go.
You
and I are going to go for 2 hours.
It'll
what
be a
think?
Killer.
At least two
It'll
and a half
killer.
Hours.
We're going to kill it. We'll do that next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Am I doing a big reveal?
Yes. Big reveal.
Turn it around.
Oh!
Nice.
It's a gigantic check.
$100,000.
Yep. $100,000. How much, Christian?
There we go. Turn it up.
Yes, turn it up.
$100,000. $100,000. The goal was 25.
Wow.
We did 100. Are we popping champagne? We popping bottles.
He hit somebody with a cork.
The energy in here is crazy.
Sorry, Colleen.
He just knocked.
Carolyn,
is there
come
a doctor in the house?
Pour it on her head.
Hi, so we learned that a man can do wonderful things in 25 and a half hours that can benefit an awful lot of people, and then he can completely, in a matter of seconds, destroy an entire radio studio. There's champagne on the floor. I mean, what are they doing in the locker rooms? Because a lot of those locker rooms have carpeting, thin carpeting.
Well, he walked out of the studio and they hit him with those confetti guns.
Yeah.
Point blank.
But they hit him in his face.
Yeah, point blank.
Like right in front of him. He almost knocked his ass out.
He didn't know what was going on.
No, he's good. He's good. Now he can go home.
Yeah.
He can go home and sleep.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it might be hard for him to sleep, but when he's out, say it might be an early night, 7:30.
Well, he's already trying to be, you know, the little hardo. I said, you can skip the conference call tomorrow at 11 o'clock. He said, I'll be there.
We'll pack. Earned it, though. That's amazing. Could you do that 25 hours?
What are you challenging me?
I'm just wondering if you could do that. That's all.
I don't think I would have his energy for 25
That's
and a half
mean.
Hours. His energy.
It never changed.
No, it never changed.
I tuned in. Greg Hill show. I tuned in. Daly Keefe.
He was the same guy.
He was.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's really difficult to maintain that energy level, and he did it, which
well,
was
Well, I think when it's, you know, your motivation is your son.
Yep.
I think it's amazing what you can accomplish.
Yep.
So I think, again, congratulations. He went after $25,000, and he actually raised $100,000 for it. And not just that, as we were saying, the attention that it brought, right? The awareness that it brought. I feel like the last 25 hours, five and a half hours, whatever, there was just a lot of talk about diabetes, the signs for it, and I think that alone helps a lot of people.
There were a couple things that we noticed, and we apologize that we weren't able to get to a lot of people, but we did get a lot of people who are calling, who are dealing with diabetes in their own household, their own family, and they wanted to get on and tell their story and whatever, and a lot of people were held on hold. We took some of those calls, but we weren't able to take an awful lot of them because we did have a lot of high-profile guests that we wanted to get on the show, which we thought would help us get more awareness, more people listening to the message, which is that they need help. Some of these people do need help. It's a very expensive proposition when your child is diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So we apologize to them. A lot of them are telling us the story on the text line, on Twitter, various social media methods, and we are reading all of that stuff.
By the way, donations are still open.
Still open. So you can go over the 100,000.
Yeah, it's okay
mark.
To do that, I think.
You can actually do that. So, again, it's weei.com.
Donation.
slash, Ryan, you're killing me, slash 25, weei.com/25. In the meantime, we had some unbelievable guests, and
we did.
They actually said some amazing stuff that just jump off the radio at you. The latest being Bobby Orr here in the last hour, in which Bobby Orr, and because we brought it up because we're watching Tucker Carlson the other night. We heard the Dunn Show he was going to be on. We thought since we had been talking about that subject matter, that topic, we'd bring it up. And so he's on, and the first thing he says is, I want you to know, Tucker, that Bobby Orr.
I got to tell you, Tucker, that Bobby Orr is watching, and he's a big fan of yours, and Liz is all excited because she's from Boston.
So he's using Bobby Orr. He's propping Bobby Orr up there. Everybody loves Bobby Orr.
Bobby's the greatest player in the world, and he's on my side. He's a friend of mine.
Some people in Canada may be pissed off at me, but here's Bobby Orr.
You can't get mad at Bobby, can you?
No, he didn't. And Bobby addressed it today. He's been a friend for many, many years with Don Cherry.
I know Grapes better than anybody. He's not a bigot, and he's not a racist. This guy is the most generous, caring guy that I know. What they've done to him up there is just disgraceful. It really is.
Hmm. Yeah, and you know, we talked about it yesterday, and I agree. You know, I think it was. I think that today you just, again, you people was everything. And we had this discussion yesterday. Like, if you think it wouldn't have made a difference. Like, if Don Cherry just came out and he's like, you know, I don't see as many poppies that I would like in this town. And if he said, you know, I feel like there's immigrants that come to Canada and live this life, they should pay respect to the veterans in our country.
Well, he kind of did that in
but he didn't say immigrants.
Tone.
And I don't know if he would have gotten as much trouble. He might have been like, people are always pointing to immigrants. He's stereotyping. But you people really kind of hits a nerve with a lot of people. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by you people? You hear all, you know, you do. So I think that phrase, if he said immigrants, I would be curious to see if there'd be the similar kind of reaction.
I think he would have taken a backlash. And the problem you have today, Lou, in 2019, it can be a very small minority who sit and complain. And then suddenly you get companies that panic because we have social media now. And so the stuff gets out there instantly. And oh my God, we're taking heat. And that's what happens. And notice what happened with his show. So they're doing that night, Hockey Night in Canada.
Yep.
They do the show. They replay the show later that evening. So that means that nobody in that television network thought anything was poorly said by Don Cherry. They replayed it. They didn't edit it out. They replayed the
whole
thing.
Who was his partner?
It was the very next day, Ron McLean. And Ron went along with it.
So at the end of it,
he applauded him at the end.
He said that, and that's why we love you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, he did.
And then came back the next day. In an apology and was, you know, I missed it. You know, I'm glad you called me out and them out. And, you know, and it was like, did you really? Did you just miss it?
I don't did know, not catch it. Did not respond. Catherine Denise.
Maybe he did.
Love you for it.
Yeah. Well, I love you for it. That was him after Don Cherry's rant. And then I missed it. I did not comment on it.
Why do you think he missed it? Probably because he knows Don Cherry and he doesn't think.
Well, because Don didn't go in there and say, yeah. No, I'm not going to issue an apology. All right? No, I'm not going to do it. You're fired. This guy, okay, maybe different time in his life, different part of his life, but he's like, yeah, I want to keep my job. Yeah. So I will come on TV and I will apologize.
Yeah, but I think at the moment, the reason that he missed it is because he knows Cherry. There's certain people, if you hear them say certain things, you sit there and say, you roll your eyes and go, oh, God.
This should be, what do you call it? Reviewable.
Well, I'll say this.
Here he goes again.
When you work with Don Cherry, and listen, we've all been here before, just doing a four-hour radio show, to where Christian says something, or you say something, and I'm like looking down, I'm seeing something on Twitter, I'm looking here, doing that. And next thing you know, how many times do we come up and repeat the exact same thing that someone else just said? Right? We used to play that bit all the time. Christian said something, I said something. 5 minutes later, I say it. So, you know, he could have just, you know, threw the question to Don Cherry and sort of tuned out. Maybe a producer's in his ear. So all that could very well be true. You know, somebody could have been talking about, hey, this is where we're going to go to next. Throw to this, coming out of break, 30 seconds to break, throw to this, throw to that. And he might have missed it. He very well could have. I don't know. But Don Cherry wasn't in a position or wasn't a part of his life, I don't think, where he wanted to sit there and issue an apology because, as we heard the other night, he believes what he says.
He's 85.
Yeah.
He doesn't care anymore. But we've been doing this for a while, and it's worse now than it's ever been. I remember years ago, Bob Ryan made a comment about Jason Kidd and his wife, and she said something, and the Globe, like, banished him for a while. He was on suspension. And Ryan was never able to open up and actually talk about that incident because I know Bob Ryan. I've known Bob Ryan for a long, long time. There isn't a bigoted or...
It was really quiet, too.
I mean,
it wasn't like it was public. You just went away for a while.
It was on Channel 4. It was on Lobel Show, and he went away. He went away.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he just went away.
Yeah, because that's what we do now.
And then when he came back, it was afterwards where you actually found out, I felt like. Afterwards, when you actually found, like, he was kind of suspended.
I can't remember.
It's a big public. Bob Ryan will be suspended and won't work for the next 3 months. I didn't feel like I don't remember that.
So the biggest problem I have with this is this is what we do right now. If we don't like something somebody says, we banish them, send them off to the woods, banish them. Okay, we fire them as they've done with Don Cherry. Wouldn't it be a lot more productive? Because I understand it. Some people are looking at it and saying I'm offended by what Ryan said or what Don Cherry said. Okay, can't we have a dialogue? Can't we allow Don Cherry to engage in some type of dialogue with people who are pissed off?
I hear you, and I think that whenever we talk about that, there is a difference between disagreeing with you and being offended. The problem is that, you know, there's people out there that wake up every day that are looking to be offended. I feel.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, that are just like, I can't wait to be offended today. You know, I'm going to have my ears open, and I'm going to go down the street, and you're going to look at me. Why are you looking at me like that? Like, it's just... I feel like there's too many people out there right now in this world that are waking up every day saying, I just can't wait to be offended. You know, and it's like, sounds stupid, but the reality is sometimes you sit there and go, really? That's it. That's going to set you off.
But I tell you what, I think it all comes back to the companies, to people. And in this case, the company that Don Cherry was working for. So they feel a little bit of pressure, and it wasn't great pressure. It came the next day. He's getting tremendous support up in Canada. I've been watching the story as it's unfolding. He's getting tremendous support, but there's a small minority out there that won't allow them to bring him back. And so therefore, you know, he's sent off to the woods. It's because companies are not willing to stand up. So what's wrong with having open dialogue and let the person actually talk with these other people? Now, you might be right, Lou. They may be just waking up every morning saying, I'm waiting to be offended and I'm going to have his job.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
But isn't that the fair way of doing it and having some type of open dialogue?
You would think.
But we're at the point right now that anybody can play anybody's life they want. They can put them in jail anytime they want simply by saying, I'm offended, because anything you say for 4 hours here or anything Don Cherry says, anybody can interpret it as offending somebody.
Yes.
Somebody's offended.
There are
people in the hallways right now that are offended that Christian knocked the champagne all over the
floor. Well, you already
see
it to me. I mean, how many people do you think would be offended with what Bobby said? As much as you love Bobby Orr.
Yes, some people will. I'm sure. But But wait a minute. He knows Don Cherry.
Right.
Most of these people are out there don't know Don Cherry. They know he said you people. That's what they're pissed off at, the you people. They don't know him. Bobby does. And to me, that's much better as a character witness of somebody that's known somebody for probably 40 years.
Yeah.
Okay? You know what's in that
person's
heart.
And that somebody that is vouching for them is Bobby Orr, right? As you point out, probably the most humble, greatest player of all time you'll ever meet.
It's greatest guy, I'm telling you. He really is.
The thing is with Bobby, and I've been so lucky to just actually meet him a couple of times, because you hear so many stories about this guy. Everybody says the same thing. You know, you feel like you don't even, you won't even know, you know, that this is Bobby Orr. You wouldn't know that this is regarded as the greatest hockey player of all time when you talk to him. You would never know.
No, you wouldn't.
Like, you would just never know it. There would never be like, wow, this guy must be somebody. You know, must be a big shot. This guy, because he never passes off that vibe. He's just such a good guy. And I can say that the few times that I've met him, I was like, wow, spot on. Absolutely spot on. So when a guy like that is vouching for you, I think
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good. All right, we're going to get to the phone calls, and we got a bunch of stuff to get to. Is Alex Cora in trouble with this Major League investigation of the Houston Astros? We're going to get into all of that. We'll get into some Patriots, some football, and some of the things that Tom Brady said yesterday as well. This hour has been brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.